Black Friday used to be a big deal, a big enough start to the holiday shopping season to push retailers into the black on their ledgers. Yeah, Black Friday's not a racist day like Joy Behar on The View thought. 10 years ago or so, before our kids came, I had 3 Thanksgiving jobs. Carve turkey, do dishes, and get newspaper. So my wife could strategize Black Friday. Boy, it's different now. Our 9-year-old woke up with the flu Friday, and even though I offered to be nurse dad, my wife still passed on Black Friday saying, it's just not the same. But ABC 15's Mark Thompson found a Glendale shopping center hopping like the good old Black Fridays.
No signs of a down economy here. The Tanger outlets in Glendale packed.
Finding a parking space was crazy.
The Wall Street Journal says that nuttiness was nationwide. Americans spent more time in brick-and-mortar stores than they had over the last couple of years, but didn't necessarily spend more money, because inflation. Maybe that's why an outlet mall in Glendale's seeing the old Black Friday magic. It's a destination for bargains. It used to be online was a place to find a bargain, and it still can be, I guess, but since Cyber Monday feels almost as old as Black Friday, I mean, they named it Cyber Monday because people had access to a computer at work on Monday, and we all have computers in our pockets now. I'm ready to go old school, like Mona Johnson, who isn't just the queen of Christmas like Mariah Carey.
I'm the grandma and the great grandma, so I'm the queen of everything. But, you know, you're always looking for a good deal and a bargain, and it just kind of gets us in the mood and gets us in that holiday spirit.
Her big family is so into it, she's considering a royal carriage for Black Friday 2023.
Next year, we're thinking about renting a 16-passenger van. Because we have so much fun.
It sounds like way more fun than shopping on my iPhone, and I know it injects more money into the local economy. So I wonder if the Queen of Black Friday will have room enough for me next year. I'd be happy to be her royal valet and, like, hold her bags or something.